KGMI Morning News Extra.
FDA panel currently considering whether to recommend a booster shot for the Pfizer COVID vaccine. And joining us with the latest on this is CBS correspondent Jim Krasula. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Joe. Good to talk to you again. The long and short of this is, by later today, let's say evening time, we should have a better idea of how top government experts on coronavirus feel about a booster shot. Specifically, you mentioned Pfizer, but we should have a better idea when those shots should be available, who should be getting them, the priority, things like that.
Because there's been some, well, there's been the advocates, and then there are those who say, no, it's not necessary at this point. So I guess that's what the panel is weeding through, is all that information.
That's right. Some have said, go ahead, if it's been 6 months since your last Pfizer shot, your second Pfizer shot, go ahead and get a booster shot. Others have said, no, let's hold off on that. We just aren't sure if that's safe or even effective at this point. So, again, hopefully we'll get a better idea of these questions, these key questions later today.
Now, this panel makes a recommendation, right? What they decide doesn't become policy.
That's right. And then the CDC takes it from there. The FDA also gets involved in all of this. But again, this is kind of a starting point, Joe, as we go down further into this process, the whole question about COVID-19 booster shots.
Now, say this does get approved by the FDA eventually, the booster shots. How long do people have to wait after getting their initial first two doses before they can get the booster?
Deanna, that's something that is going to be addressed today. But again, the conventional thinking has been perhaps 6 months. Up to this point, we've been told by experts, medical and science experts, that these vaccines appear to give you at least 6 months and probably longer protection against coronavirus. But again, we're seeing these Delta variants, another variant they've been talking about lately. So as they always do, this virus is mutating and will continue to do so. And they're obviously just trying to, I hate to use the cliche, but they're trying to stay a step ahead of these mutations with these vaccinations.
CBS correspondent Jim Krasula with us this morning. Thanks so much, Jim.
Always good to talk to you guys. Take care. Stay well. Stay safe.
You too.